The other thing we're doing, we love to talk about our Make a Difference stories, making a difference to our communities. And you can help as well. If you've ever been flooded out, you'll know just how it affects not only your property, but also the sort of psychological side of having a torrent of water sort of invading your home. That's the only way I can put it, really. I remember being flooded out when I was growing up. I was about 11 years old, and it was so terrifying coming home from school, actually, and trying to work out where my parents were, and took months to sort out the insurance, the process of drying out the home. We'll hear from Helen Richards. She's going to be with me. She's a community flood resilience lead. But first of all, Richard Chatham is a flood warden from near Tewkesbury area, and he was talking to me about his story.
Well, I mean, I've lived in the village all my life, so I'm aware of where flooding and where drainage is. 2007 was serious. It highlighted the lack of efficiency of the drains within the village, and also the fact that the bridge at the bottom of the village stopped the river and it flooded. So we were cut off, basically. The Moorbrook flooded up by the railway line and Bozzards. The Dean Brook was closed because, or the Dean Bridge was closed at Stoke Orchard because some work was handling. And in fact, in the end, nobody could get to us. And it flooded some of the places that shouldn't have been flooded, because the drains were blocked. And from then on, I sort of took on the mantle of trying to get everything updated. And it's most important that all of us are aware of this situation and all aware of how your own property may get flooded, even though, you know, you're a long way away from a river.
What I love about this, it's, you know, taking responsibility in your community for what could affect you. Hopefully it won't affect you again. I know loads of work has been done since the floods of 2007. But it's just bringing people together. And I think that's why more people just need to get involved if possible.
It's very important that people get involved. I mean, I'm just about to retire from parish council. And it's necessary that those who come, who follow you, understand what's underneath their feet. I mean, I'm probably a bit sad, but I've got maps and photographs and so forth of every pipe and every wire in the parish. So if anything happens, I know where it can be switched off or where it can be repaired, if you understand me. It's good for younger people to understand what's going on in their parish.
Definitely agree. Now, after the floods, of course, we know all about those, all the effects it had. I know you kind of, you know, got together with all the different organisations. Just tell us a little bit about that and what you found out.
There were a group of us in Tewkesbury that worked with Lindsay McEwen of the University of the West of England to talk about memories of the floods so that they weren't forgotten. It's very easy when 3 years later, people in Gold Command and so forth had moved away, and the new people at Environmental Agency and County Council and so forth had almost forgotten how the floods happened and where they came from. And we tried to create a list of memories. And also we built a website called Sesame on how you can look after your own house and prepare it in case you are flooded. And if you're in a flood area, things like putting your electric plugs 4 foot up the wall and not on the skirting board, simple things that you can do to prepare yourself.
Yeah, I always remember coming home from school, I think I was about 11 or 12, and my mum was at the hospital where she worked, and we lived at the bottom of a hill. This wasn't in Gloucestershire, it was further afield, but I just remember coming in, and it had been a sort of basically like a flash flood. It had been hot for months, and all the water just literally, you know, just couldn't soak into the ground. And I remember, I was a couple of feet of water in our house. I just remember coming in at my age, just trying to grab what I could, bring it upstairs. And I just remember the smell week after, 2 weeks after, and then it took months to sort out the insurance. And that's really stuck in my head as something that I never want to go through again. And I really sort of feel for anybody who has to ever go through that. It's not a pleasant experience.
My own experience, or our own experiences, we built and ran Sheridan's Golf Centre for many years. And on June the 22nd, 2007, the greenkeeper rang me. He said, "I think you better get down here." And before that, the television news had got a camera above us saying they're not going to play golf here. And we were flooded 2 foot deep. My office was underwater, and all the photographs of building the golf course and everything were wrecked. And it took days and days and days of pulling walls to pieces and this sort of thing because the water got inside. And as you say, the smell. And we did a lot of work. We just spent £10,000 in 2 weeks in building flood defences. And then 4 weeks later on the July floods, it all washed away again. And the thing is, we ran here and had all sorts of different things that have happened to us. The M5 has altered where the water comes from. And so did the railway line back in the 1850s, because they moved drains to suit the railway line and the drainage and the motorway. And all these things have altered and made flash flooding, as well as houses, of course, much more prevalent. And it's something that you probably can't ever stop flooding, but it's being prepared for it.
Yeah, definitely. It's all about being prepared for it. And that's where the flood wardens come in. Really, really good to catch up with Richard Chatham, who's a flood warden in an area just outside of Tewkesbury, Treddington and Stoke Orchard, just giving his experience. As I say, we'll hear from somebody who knows a lot about it all. It's Helen Richards, who's a Community Flood Resilience Lead in the Make a Difference Hour, in just a minute. We're talking at the moment about flooding. If you've ever been flooded out, you'll know just how damaging it is, not only to your property, but the sort of psychological side of it all as well. It's just such a scary thing that happens. We were talking to Richard Chatham, who's a flood warden from the Tewkesbury area of Gloucestershire. Helen Richards, she's a Community Flood Resilience Lead, and she came into the studio. I chatted to her a little bit earlier on, and she had quite a lot to say, and somebody got in contact as well about the whole sort of side of insurance. You'll hear from Jerry, his thought anyway, in just a minute. But first of all, here's Helen's experience herself.
Yeah, so I live in Longford. I get affected by flooding in terms of when the Wootton Brook floods, particularly when this time of year, if the Severn is very high and we've got the bores, it backs up and it blocks the way out. But I'm very lucky in that I'm high enough up that the houses and our road doesn't flood. I believe the end of the road did in 2007. But that's the interesting thing, is actually you might not have your house flooded, be at risk of flooding, but if you were at risk of being cut off, it's about those sorts of people that we're trying to spread the word to find out.
But
I do keep a very watchful eye on the Wootton Brook as I'm coming to work every day, just to see where it is.
I know. I was saying in that interview with Richard that I remember being flooded out. I was about 11 years old, and not only the shock of it happening, and I was carrying books up the stairs, and I was trying to save various bits of furniture, but by the time my parents had got home, I mean, the damage was done. There was a couple of feet of water, I think, in our house at the time, and it was the next few months. I can't remember now. We didn't move out, actually, thinking about it. I don't quite know how we managed to stay in the house. I think we moved out for a few days, but I remember there was a real worry about insurance and this, that and the other, and that is a real worry for people, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I think it's a really big worry. There's that long-term impact with flooding and insurance. But when I have my conversations with my insurers, they actually can look it up. And I'm very lucky that I am probably metres away from a higher flood risk area. So I'm lucky that it doesn't affect my insurance. But someone who lives, only a few metres away, their insurance will be higher because they are within that higher risk flood zone.
Yeah, well, that actually comes onto a call that I literally just took, actually, from Jerry from Gloucester. Hi, Jerry, if you're listening now. You heard him speaking as well. He was talking about a friend of his who lives by a canal, who I believe, pays quite high insurance for living by a canal. And he was saying, well, actually, it shouldn't be high because obviously the water isn't flowing quickly, and it's controlled, I think, is the word that you use, rather than a river. So what are your thoughts on that?
Obviously, it depends on exactly where they are. So, for example, if this friend is also in Gloucester area near the canal, that is actually also very close to the River Severn, because they interlink and interact with each other. So it could be that when the insurers look at those flood risk maps from the Environment Agency, that house happens to fall within an area that is at higher risk of flooding. But yes, when you live near a canal, you think you should be okay because with the lock system and controlling water in and out, but it may be, without knowing the exact location, it may be that they're also close enough to a river, or not even a Severn, one of the bigger rivers, that they are within then a higher risk flood area, unfortunately.
I would be really interested to hear from anybody, if you're a retired insurance expert or you still work in the business now, if you happen to live by a canal, maybe in another part of the country that's not right by a river, because they're not always right by rivers, are they? Then, do you pay as much as somebody that lives by a river? Really interested to hear. 0800 121 7575. So, into the work that you do, just tell us about the sort of increasing network of flood wardens.
Yeah, so we've been running the Tewkesbury Borough scheme since 2014 at GRCC, and I took that one in 2018, which is a lovely established scheme, and Richard's been one of our long-running flood wardens, one of many. And then in November, late November of 2021, we launched a similar scheme in the Cotswolds. The district council asked if we'd work with them to run that, and we now have, I think I have 25, just over 25 flood wardens signed up, which is fantastic, a really good bunch across the Cotswolds. And then we, our Stroud district had a flood warden scheme previously, and they're revitalising that and have asked GRCC to come in and provide a bit of extra capacity. So we had the launches in January, and then Wednesday this week I was in Cheltenham meeting the Cheltenham Borough Council's flood wardens, who, again, they've been running it for a little while, revitalised it about a year ago, recruiting, and we got them all in a room together for the first time on Wednesday evening, which is fab. And again, they asked GRCC to come in and just help with that capacity and be there. So I'll be out walking. I think I'm due to go to Swindon Village and meet the flood warden there to have a good walk along and get to know that patch. So now we have some kind of community resilience project in 5 out of the 6 districts in the county and the Forest of Dean. We're working with the district council to support communities with resilience planning.
Great. Okay. So we heard from Richard. What about other people that maybe want to become flood wardens? Are you after more people to get involved?
I'm always after more people to get involved, definitely. We're always recruiting in all of the areas, even within Tewkesbury, where we're established. We're always looking to grow and have, we can have more than one person in a parish, in an area as well. That's absolutely fine. So I'm always happy to talk to people that are interested, even if they just want to find out a little bit more. I won't take interest as a definite sign up. I'm gentle with them. And if people are interested and still unsure, they're always happy. I'm always happy to have people come along to the flood warden meetings as well and meet them and meet those. They're such a lovely bunch. They normally, by the end of it, they're happy to sign up.
All right. If somebody listening now just wants to find out more about what you do and the GRCC, Gloucestershire Rural Community Council, what should they do?
So they can go to our website, which is www.grcc.org.uk, where they can find out about all the different work that we do with communities and individuals across the county. And if they want to find out more, then they can email me, which is helenr@grcc.org.uk, and I can always field queries as well elsewhere if it's about anything else to do with communities across Gloucestershire and where we can help. We work with small charities, village halls, we run a wellbeing service as well in the Cotswolds, employability support as well. So check out the website. It's there's lots of information on there.
All right, Billy. Helen Rich is talking all about becoming a flood warden, doing something for your community as well.